Brush up on your magical skills, because this week's Discovery follows a group of misfits to an exclusive magical academy. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. For magical misfit Nori Horus in the Upside Down Magic series by authors Emily Jenkins, Sarah Malinowski, and Lauren Miracle, fifth grade has been full of ups and downs. But when she's forced to attend her father's exclusive academy in the audio edition of Hide and Seek, she could be in for her biggest challenge yet. The story catches up with Nori and her friends from the Upside Down Magic program as a flood temporarily sends them away from Dunwiddle Magic School and off to prestigious Sage Academy, where Nori's disapproving father is the headmaster. Nori's dad thinks that she's gotten control of her magic enough to begin attending Sage, but the more time Nori spends there, the less comfortable she feels. But the same isn't true of all of her friends, like her best friend Elliot, who finds that the new school is helping him expand his growing magical powers. As Nori and her classmates try to find their way through a few days at this elite school for magical kids, each faces his or her own challenges. While most of the kids just try to enjoy their time at a fancy boarding school away from home, Nori spends more time with her family, while Elliot branches out, meeting new people with different abilities. Their stories may be quite different, but both will teach young readers the importance of being true to themselves. While much of the series has had an underlying sadness about it, though, usually as it relates to Nori's dad's rejection, this heaviness seems to have been lifted here. Nori's dad seems to be starting to see her great potential. But it's more than that, really. It's the fact that Nori is finally starting to see her own worth. She's finding more strength and confidence, and she has friends who like her for who she is. That confidence comes shining through, making young readers feel more confident in their own differences. But is it worth heading to class with these magical kids? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. After so many trials and challenges, the UDM kids finally seem to be finding their place in the magical world. And that realization makes for a more uplifting book, one with a great message for readers of all ages. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Hide and Seek by Emily Jenkins, Sarah Malinowski, and Lauren Miracle is 2 hours and 50 moving minutes long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.